Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek what is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
Jesus told us that we would have hardships, and as expected, he was right, wasn't he? As unpleasant as trials are, there's still reason for giving thanks. In yesterday's devotion, we looked at three provisions believers can count on during adversity: God's presence, a pathway during the trouble, and potential to grow. Today, let's explore two more. 1. Protection. God doesn't keep those of us who are believers from suffering or disappointment, but he does offer protection by staying with us in the struggle. Once we trust in Jesus, God's Spirit indwells us and will never leave. What's more, we have assurance that nothing can separate us from his love. So our ever-present God walks with us through the hardships, providing guidance and speaking truth into the situation. 2. Peace. While difficulties cause many people anxiety, God's peace is available to his followers. This inner serenity doesn't depend on whether circumstances improve. It's a result of our relationship with him. For this reason, we should be more concerned about relying on God than about fixing the problem. As we recognize the Lord's provision, we can genuinely express gratitude, which will fix our eyes on him rather than on our circumstances. We may not know what the purpose is for each trial, but we do know that our God is good and trustworthy.